Kira. Hello. Honey, I'm home. Kira. Darling, it's me, your beloved Zussie Pie. I'm back. Where are you? Ah, there you are. What are you doing in the kitchen?
What do you think I'm doing? I'm cooking. That's what you do in kitchens, isn't it? Oh, I'm so sorry. It's been so long since you were in a kitchen. You've probably forgotten.
That's a bit mean, isn't it? I've only been away for a few months? Oh, a year or so.
How about 400 years or so? Where have you been? No, don't bother. I don't have time to listen to you. Have you seen the children lately? No? Why would you care?
Children? They are big enough and ugly enough to do what they like. They always have been. Why? What have they done now?
Oh, so you don't know. You have no idea how they have been interfering with the mortals again.
Oh, no. Don't tell me that. I forbade it.
Oh, you and your forbading, as if that ever made a difference. You spoiled them. You let them get away with such bad behavior. It's all your fault.
My fault? Excuse me. Them good behavior.
How could I, when their father modeled such bad behavior to them, huh?
Oh, honey, I wasn't so bad, really. It was just a bit of fun now and then. But we had fun too, eh? You and me. What's for dinner?
Don't you what's for dinner me. There will be no dinner for you until you sort out whatever nonsense Artemis and Demeter...
Both of them.
...and Hermes have been up to.
Hermes? Oh, no. Not Hermes.
Oh, your wee boy. Your favorite. Yes, Hermes. You need to sort him out. Now.
Oh, but baby, I'm hungry.
Too bad. Off you go.
Yes, Renee, what's up?
Oh, Mrs. D, I'm so glad you picked up. Tried Mum and Dad, but they're not answering. Mrs. D, I got the job.
Job? I thought you... Oh, you mean the callback audition? Oh, you got the part.
Yes. Right, so they got me to do my monologue again, and then they asked me to wait. So then after a while, they called me back in and... to do some more stuff with the director, and then I had to wait again. And they said I got the job. I'm going to be in Kidnapped.
Wow, Kidnapped. Robert Louis Stevenson. Playing who? Whom? Long John Silver, I presume.
No, Mrs. D.
Oh, not? You'd be great. Have to have your leg amputated, of course, but you're a professional, eh? Anything for your art?
Of course, but... I don't need to. It's not Treasure Island. It's Kidnapped. Same author, different book, yeah. And so I'm playing David Balfour, you know, the actual lead. Well, sort of.
Well, that is just wonderful. Congratulations.
Oh, thanks.
When do you start working on it?
Couple of weeks.
And where?
Well, I'm not sure where we'll be, but the main stuff will be in London.
Ah, and you'll be needing digs.
Sure will.
Say no more, young man. My place it is. I've always got salad in the fridge, you know.
Oh, goody. I love salad so much.
I'm wondering if you'd like to come over for lunch on Thursday. You know, John's parents are here from Australia and they're looking forward to meeting up with you.
Oh, well, I am too, but, oh, Thursday, I can't do Thursday. Sorry, darling. I've been summoned to a meeting.
Anything exciting?
Oh, yeah, it's all excitement over here. It's the Greeks. They, there seems to be something troubling them anyway. And they, well, they said they wanted to fill me in, as it were. They mean that in a good way. So, yeah, sorry, darling.
And where are you having this meeting? How are you getting
there? Oh, it's
there?
Just by the cafe, round the corner. They like coffee. You know, Greeks, they like coffee too. although they drink it in those tiny little cups, and it tastes like sludge. Oh, but that's only when they're in Greece. And I'm sure they know how to drink ordinary coffee as well. They are world travellers, you know. Yes, I'm sure they are.
Oh, well, that's fine. And is René going with you?
Well, no, actually, he's going to be measured up for his costumes for this new TV series that he's got himself involved in.
Oh, my goodness, that's terribly exciting.
Yes, it is rather. It's quite delightful for him.
But, Mom, I thought we agreed you wouldn't go out alone. Not for a while, anyway.
Well, it has been a while. No one's recognised me. Oh, did I tell you the new girl at the cafe thought René was my carer?
No! Oh, what did you say?
Janie, you would have been proud of me. I just sucked it up and let it go. But I did mention it to Ilse, and you'll never guess what she said.
You're quite right, I won't.
She said my new haircut made me look a bit like that woman that blows stuff around.
What?
Mom? Oh, don't worry. She thought it was terribly amusing.
But Mom, if other people think
the
same...
Oh, keep your hair on. Keep your hat on. What is it? I keep losing clichés. Keep your hat on. Keep your hair on. They both sound right to me. Which one is it?
I have no idea.
Oh, of course, you don't do clichés.
I do so. I love a good cliché. It never rains but it pours. That's one of my favourites. Good as gold, solid as a rock.
Goodness, you have a plethora at your disposal.
Is that a cliché?
Not sure, but if I use it often enough, it will be.
I should think so.
How's Susie? Have you heard from her lately?
Now, Mom, that is a change of subject one too many. She's fine, but about this meeting... Do you have any idea what it's about?
All I know is that it will only be the girls.
Is that good or not so good?
I have no idea.
Oh, Helen, there you are. I hope this is not too much trouble for you to come and to meet us here.
Not at all. It's lovely to see you, Demeter.
Persephone is coming too, but she is late. You know, these young people.
Oh, yes, I know exactly what you mean. So, and Hermes?
Well, yes, that is the thing. We still don't know where he is.
Is that a problem?
Oh, maybe not. Sometimes he goes off and we don't see him for a little while. I'm not sure this time. We are a little bit concerned. There are some stories, some rumors going
around.
Oh, there's Effie.
Yes, I'm here.
Right, well, I was just telling Helen that we don't know where Hermes is, and we just want her to be aware in case he pops
and
up.
And there's no news from the government here?
Well, I wasn't really expecting anything so soon. We know that they've formed a committee, and they do seem to be meeting on a fairly regular basis. Whether anything's going to come out of it or not, who knows?
Well, we have to wait a little while anyway.
There's not a lot else we can do. We made that promise.
Well, about that...
Yes?
I'm a little bit concerned about what we're going to do. We, you, if they don't actually come through, if they don't start, you know, putting together some kind of plan to deal with the litter... And the effect it's having on climate change. What do we do?
Well, I'm sure in time we'll come up with a plan while we wait for the lights to change, so to speak, yes?
Well, we're not... we're not going to hurt people or anything like that.
Oh, no, 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 no. What we can do, you know, it's like when the Russians invade Ukraine. Everyone takes away the privilege of the power people. The rich people, and we do have ways to take away some of their privileges. I'm sure you won't be too unhappy with that.
Oh, no. I like the idea of that very much. Although I'm not convinced it does the trick. All right, well, keep me informed.
Oh, yes, well, we all... Well, for goodness sake, look who's here.
Hello, ladies.
We were just talking about you. Were your ears burning?
I'm sorry? My ears burning? Are they on fire?
Oh, it's just an expression.
Ah, no. I see. You were talking about me. Ah, yes.
Yes, we were quite worried about you. Apparently you went missing.
Oh, no. I wasn't missing. I knew exactly where I was.
Well, that's so helpful.
So what are you up to? Having a spontaneous meeting without me?
Checking in, making sure everyone is all right. And where have you been?
Well, I've been chasing up some interesting developments, shall we say. You know, I have cousins from different cultures around the world.
Cousins? Oh, you mean fellow tricksters, messengers.
That's exactly what I mean, Helen. You understand me so well. Yes, my African cousin, Anansi, and then my Scandinavian cousin, Loki. They've been communicating, shall we say, with each other, and I got to hear about it. So I got myself invited to join the gang.
Oh, now, aren't they disruptors of the ancient world, interfering and upsetting people's plans and things?
Oh, yes, that is their job description.
Indeed, you're right. They have been contacted in secret by some very rich and very powerful people who are not happy with what we are trying to do.
Now, why does that not surprise me?
I have a plan.
Uh-oh.
Oh, so young and so cynical.
I trust you.
I value your trust, Helen. I do. Leave it with me. Thank you.